Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, the 22nd of Kislev. Let's see, Sharim. He is describing the Midah of Precious, the positive form of Precious. He's told us that there's a form of separation and abstinence that is negative, not encouraged. And then there's a trait of Precious, that is abstinence, separation, that is positive. And he said, we are on page 280. Klalo shel davar. The sum of the matter is, kevan shekol inyanei ha'olam einam ela sakanos atzumos. Because all worldly matters are extreme dangers to one's spirituality, ech lo yishubach mi sheyirtze limalet mehem. How can we not praise one who wishes to escape from spiritual danger? Mi sheyarbe laharchik mehem. And one who goes to great lengths to distance himself from danger. Zeu inyan ha'precious hato. This is the definition of good form of precious. Shelo yikach min ha'olam b'shum shimush shemishtamesh mimeno ela ma shehu muchrach bo mipnei hatzorach asher lo b'tivo elav. That a person should not take anything from the world except what is essential because of what his nature requires. And he writes this very carefully. Ma shehu muchrach bo mipnei hatzorach asher lo b'tivo elav. He's basically saying there is no one definition of necessary. It depends on the person. It depends on his nature. Depends on his circumstance, context. But there is what is necessary for that person in that situation, and then there is something that is extraneous, that is beyond what is necessary, that's a luxury. And precious is basically not indulging more than is necessary. But in everything he has brought up before, how much eating and drinking is necessary for a person, how much leisure time, it all depends on the situation. You can't give one answer. So the Ramchal very carefully writes, Ma shehu muchrach bo, what is necessary for him, mipnei hatzorach shelo b'tivo elav. This is what Rabbi Yudah Nasi praised himself in the statement that Yosef Sashar mentioned before from the Gemara in Ksubos, that at the end of his life, he raised his hands towards heaven and said, Lo nane min olam hazeh afilu be'etzbektana. I did not take pleasure from this world. Im hayoso nasi Yisrael, even though he was a Nasi of Yisrael, v'shulchano shulchan melachim be'achrach likar, and his table was filled with royal delicacies, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudah Nasi was fabulously wealthy. Rabbi Yudah Nasi, despite his position, really only ate the simplest of foods. He's saying that a person needs to decide what is necessary for you. What do you need? And, you know, obviously, in our generation, we were used to certain things that maybe a generation ago, it would have been considered a luxury, and to us, it's a necessity. And that's why it's very hard to quantify. It takes some honest thought. Page 282. A person should separate from what is extra, unnecessary, a luxury. Says Mrs. Sharm, okay, and what if you ask a question? If precious is necessary, why didn't Chachamim create a gezera, a decree about precious? Just like they created so many safeguards and ordinances, why didn't they decree that you have to practice precious? Says the Mises Hashem, I think the answer is clear and simple. Chachamim created gezeros, number one, based on what was necessary, number two, what was possible to keep. There's a klal that Chazal would not be gozer gezera that most people cannot keep. Unless the majority of the public is able to comply with the decree, they wouldn't be gozer it. It says, Mesos Yesharim, precious is absolutely necessary, but Chazal did not decree precious as a din derabanan because most people cannot reach the level of chasidim. It's enough for them to be tzaddikim. So Chazal did not institute boundaries of precious as part of normative halacha because that it's not something that most people can achieve. The question is this talking about creating a subcategory called you must be a parish and then leaving it up to each person to define that? So he says that most people cannot be chassidim. Achasridim, asher ba'am, Hachavetzim liskos likervasam yisbarach lezakos bezchusam lachal shar ha'amon anitlabo lahem agei l'kayim mishnas chasidim. Only yechidei skula, certain people who have mastered the level of tzidkos and are now striving towards chasidus, will be able to achieve precious. Heim sidra precious ayla ki bazeh b'achar shem shekeven sheyefshar l'uma shedeya kula shabu b'mala achas. Not everybody can reach this level. Yesh ba madregos madregos ish lefi tzichlo. Hine lefachos yechidei skula yimatsu asher yachinos atzma hachana gemura v'idea muchanim yisku gama b'ilti muchanim. And when certain people achieve the level of precious, it raises the entire klal. Ela abaso yisparach v'ashos shechidaso kinyin shedashu zuchanim levracha v'arbam minim shabalulav yavo ele v'chapru al elu v'ar matzana le'eliyahu zachar lotov sh'amar le'r b'sho ben levi k'masa de'ula bar koshev k'shashivo lo mishnahi afu amar lo v'chi mishnas chasidim hi. And basically he's making very clear that really achieving precious is something for yechidei skula, because everybody can achieve precious to some degree. But to master precious is really for Yechidei Skula. Have a wonderful day.